Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
a musician and educator that calls Denver, Colorado home these days. That was trumpeter Al Hood with the H2 Jazz Ted with the 2019 tune Cleopatra's Asp off the CD Jazz Muses. He hails from the small upstate New York town of Pumpkin Hook and has been performing music for over 35 years. Over the years, he has toured the world with the likes of Phil Collins' big band, appearing at the Montreux and North Sea Jazz Festivals and New York City's prestigious Lincoln Center and Carnegie Hall. We caught up with Al here at Neon Jazz recently, and he talked about going around and playing that jazz. Have a listen.
And then I did kind of the usual route of schooling. I went to the University of Kentucky and studied with a great trumpet teacher there, and did my master's up in Illinois, so I started dotting around the country. Then I went to the University of Texas, University of Miami. I've taught in Richmond, Virginia, and now I have a teaching post in Denver. So I've just kind of been dotting around the country, playing and teaching. That's kind of how I got into the whole thing.
So Al has divided his career between performing and teaching full-time. He's been doing that since 1999 at the University of Denver's Lamont School of Music as a professor of trumpet. And he coaches Lamont Jazz Combos, teaches applied trumpet, and a course on jazz trumpeter Clifford Brown, one of his jazz obsessions. Prior to his 1999 appointment with the University of Denver, Al taught jazz trumpet and musicology at the University of Miami as he was pursuing a Doctor of Music Arts degree in jazz performance. He has a Bachelor of Music degree from the University of Kentucky, a Master's Music degree from the Northern Illinois University, and has taught music at the University of Texas at Austin and the University of Richmond in Virginia. And I say all of that because this cat has been around. And finally, he is the leading authority, as I mentioned before, on the life and work of jazz trumpet legend Clifford Brown. That was his doctoral research topic. And it's great to kick this show off with him. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of pro musicians that teach the future, from Bobby Watson at UMKC to Jim Mayer at the Kansas City, Kansas Community College, right here in the Kansas City metro, Missouri area, educating that jazz soul of yours with some tasty music. From the legendary trumpeter that left us too soon at the age of 25, this is Clifford Brown, a doctoral and life focus of Al with the tune I Cover the Waterfront. So let's get into it, and as we do, let's hear Al explain his dream time machine show.
Without a doubt, I would see Clifford Brown. he's like a huge influence on me, and I've studied his life and his music ever since I was a young man. And I'd probably want to go see those shows with Art Blakey at Birdland in 1954. Fortunately, we have the recordings of them. But I would have loved to see that too, because there's just an electric power that comes out of that music when I listen to the album. So I'm so glad they captured that.
Thank you.
listeners. This is Alan Hood, jazz trumpet player and educator out of Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to Jazz Now with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the internationally famous bass cat and singer and educator Jeff Denson with the cut Look Before You Leap off his very first live album circa 2019. Fully immersed in both worlds since the late 90s, he has balanced a full career as a sideman and leader while taking on a full course of studies leading to his doctorate. In addition to maintaining an intense performing and touring schedule in the United States and Europe while in school, he's had a long relationship with the legendary saxophonist Lee Konitz and continues that to this day. Jeff has also taught extensively all over the continents. Today, he is the Dean of Instruction and a full professor at the California Jazz Conservatory in Berkeley, and this live album, which is his seventh, was recorded where he teaches. In fact, we caught up with him about this recording, and this is what he had to say.
The chemistry of the band, when you get to tour with a group, the chemistry really gels, and I wanted to capture it. And I knew we were playing in Berkeley, California, at the California Jazz Conservatory, and there's a great sound man there, and like he just does a really fantastic recording quality of all the shows. And then so I knew, like, hey, let's do it for this one, because we've been all over the country together.
From the talented The Quintet of the Hot Club of France. This is a great band, man. A jazz group founded in France in 1934 by the great guitarists Django Reinhardt and Stéphane Grappelli. This is the 1943 tune, The Japanese Sandman, as we keep slipping on into dreamland around here.
This is Jeff Denson, bassist, composer, vocalist from the Bay Area, California, on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the talented performer and educator, pianist Joshua Espinoza, joined by his trio with the track Birdsong off the upcoming 2019 CD Journey Into the Night. So he balances his time sharing music on the stage and off. As a performer, he has played with renowned artists like Warren Wolf, Jerome Jennings, Miho Hazama, Chuck Redd, and on national stages like the Smithsonian American Art Museum and the DC Jazz Fest. He is currently a member of the adjunct faculty of the Peabody Institute of Johns Hopkins University, and he's always active with his trio. And he swung through Kansas City in mid-April 2019. It was a great show, man. Have a listen to their chops as they perform Take the A-Train. From the versatile and sophisticated jazz guitarist, Mr. Ron Jackson, a cat that has performed, recorded, and taught music in over 30 countries, this is the 2019 tune, a new one, Moondance, off the CD Standards and Others, as we keep this jazz world spinning on. Thank you.
Michael Combs.
And I'm Joshua Espinoza, and we are the Joshua Espinoza Trio. You're listening to Neon Jazz from Kansas City. Keep an eye out for our album Journey Into Night, coming out June 14th.
That was New Orleans native drummer and member of the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra led by Wynton Marsalis, Mr. Herlin Riley, with the 2019 tune Borders Without Lines off his CD Perpetual Optimism. He started on the drums when he was three, played trumpet through high school, then went back to the drums in college. After graduating, he spent 3 years as a member of a band led by Ahmad Jamal. His hope is that the music of Perpetual Optimism helps spread the upbeat manifesto that he's chosen to live by, and I think it will. From the Grammy-nominated contemporary jazz group founded by guitarist and composer Russ Freeman way back in 1985, this is the Ripping Tones, a great group, man. Together for 30-plus years, this is the 2019 title track off their CD called Open Road, as we keep on taking this road further. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Hurley Lolly, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Hope you enjoy it and keep the groove alive.
Thank you.
That was The Young Lion, a guitarist out of Tel Aviv, Yotam Silberstein, with the 2019 tune Nightwalk off his CD Future Memories. So at 21, he has been lauded as a prodigy and was invited to perform with many of the nation's top musicians. He got a scholarship to the prestigious New School and moved to New York in 2005. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about how the music comes out of him.
Or sometimes, you know, actually you don't really have to try. You know, I guess it just happens because that's how influences happen, I guess, by living, you know, traveling somewhere and listening to music and studying music. So it all kind of like gets into you. Those influences for me are so strong, so they just come out like that.
And over the years, he's collaborated with luminaries like James Moody, the Heath Brothers, Roy Hargrove, George Coleman, John Patitucci, Christian McBride, and so many others. From a modern-day jazz pianist described by NPR as a visionary composer, an extraordinary jazz pianist, and a very bright young rising star in the world of jazz, this is Romaine Collin with the cut off his latest 2019 CD called Tiny Lights. This is the song Reprise. Dig it. Again, that was the talented jazz cat Romaine Collin with the song Reprise circa 2019. And finally, from the original soundtrack of Bolden, a film looking into the life and work of Buddy Bolden, and a soundtrack orchestrated by the 9-time Grammy Award winner Wynton Marsalis, this is the tune Come On Children. And it's with that that we thank you for coming on in to another hour of one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer and a cat with the power of 9 lives, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
At the controls, man.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.